I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News, with the president's weekly address. Now, President Donald Trump.
And thank you for joining us as we announce a massive and groundbreaking expansion in our testing capability of the for the China virus. And as you know, it's already setting records, records like nobody's ever seen before. Last week, we crossed a historic milestone when the United States conducted our 100 millionth test, far more than any other country. And not even close, actually. Second seems to be India, with 1.5 billion people, and the numbers would be probably at least 50 million more tests by us. We've conducted more tests than the entire European Union and more than all of Latin America combined. Today, I'm pleased to report that we're announcing our plan to distribute 150 million Abbott rapid point-of-care tests in the coming weeks, very, very soon. This will be more than double the number of tests already performed. And here is our plan. 50 million tests will go to protect the most vulnerable communities, which we've always promised to do, including 18 million for nursing homes, 15 million for assisted living facilities, 10 million for home health and hospice care agencies, and nearly 1 million for historically black colleges and universities and also tribal nation colleges. 100 million rapid point-of-care tests will be given to states and territories to support efforts to reopen their economies and schools immediately and fast as they can. For example, the support my administration is providing would allow every state to, on a very regular basis, test every teacher who needs it. This continues our critical effort to use testing to protect high-risk communities. These new Abbott rapid point-of-care tests are easy to use and return results within just minutes. You'll have a result at a maximum 15 minutes. No machine is required to process them. So in the old days when we just started this, you remember, we'd go out and we'd have to find these massive laboratories with tremendously expensive equipment. Now we're down to something that you'll see that is really from a different planet. In a short period of time, my administration has built the most advanced testing system in the world. There's never been anything like this. When the pandemic struck, there were zero tests for the China virus, but we've marshaled all of America's resources to achieve these unparalleled capabilities. We slashed red tape and approved emergency use authorizations for 243 type of tests. That's how many tests we have. I invoked the Defense Production Act and related authorities more than 100 times and distributed $171 million to expand testing production. We've done nearly twice as much testing per capita as France, Italy, and Germany, and over six times more testing per capita than South Korea. We've done far more than any other country, usually times two, three, four, five, or six. We've performed nearly 40 million more tests than India, and by the end of next month, we will have over 100 million tests available in the market. More than half will be point-of-care tests. Those are the quick ones, and they're really the ones that have the best impact, with the results in less than 15 minutes. We've also prioritized resources for the most vulnerable, including nursing home residents. We delivered rapid testing devices to nearly 14,000 certified nursing homes. We opened over 1,000 community testing sites in low-income communities. Nobody could have done this. We invested an unprecedented $8 billion to help tribal communities have the tests and resources they need to combat the virus. And it's important to remember that as younger and healthier people return to work, and as we massively increase testing capacity, we will identify more cases and asymptomatic individuals in low-risk populations. This should not cause undue alarm. The total number of cases is not the full metric of success. Hospitalization capacity and mortality rates are far more instructive metrics. As we do more tests, you're going to have automatically more cases. We are relentlessly focused on protecting the vulnerable while enabling healthy Americans to go back to work. We can do both, as Florida, Arizona, and other states have recently shown. Over the last 8 weeks, hospitalizations have declined by 48%, and they've just reached the lowest point since March. It's a long time ago. Due to advances in treatment, the fatality rate has fallen 85% since April. Our excess mortality has been considerably lower than comparable countries. Excess mortality compares total deaths during a pandemic to what we would be expected in a normal year. This is a critical measurement because it includes undetected China virus deaths, along with deaths resulting from lockdowns. And lockdowns can be very harmful. And we have too many states that are locked down right now. The governors are. Nobody knows what the governors are doing, actually. Europe has experienced a 50% greater excess mortality rate during the virus than the U.S., and their economic contraction has been far more severe. Under Operation Warp Speed, my administration is on track to deliver a safe and effective vaccine in record time. We're doing very well with the vaccines, as most of you know. Four vaccines are now in the final stage of trials. The day the vaccine is approved by the FDA, we'll begin distributing it within 24 hours with hundreds of millions of doses to follow very quickly. We're all set to go. We're all ready. And logistically, we have the military lined up, and some incredible people are just waiting to have it. Over 100 million doses will be available before the end of the year. We will defeat the virus, and we will end the pandemic. And next year will be one of the greatest years in our history, and we think it's going to be a very exciting period of time. Tremendous progress is being made, and I say it, and I'll say it all the time, we're rounding the corner. And very importantly, vaccines are coming, but we're rounding the corner regardless. But vaccines are coming, and they're coming fast. We have four great companies already, and it's going to be added to very rapidly. They're in final stages of testing. And from what we're hearing, the results are going to be very extraordinary. Thank you.
That was President Donald Trump with the President's Weekly Address. I'm Michelle Franzen, ABC News.